CITR and UBC's Creative Writing Program present the radio drama, Glory Road, written by Elmer Weens. The members of the cast are Zach Meeks as the narrator, Anais Basmajian as Margaret, James Paley as Michael, and Rosemary Anderson as Kim. The play was directed by Rosemary Anderson and produced by Elmer Weens.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying.
Once upon a time, UBC was a much smaller place in terms of the number of students and faculty members. Many students were housed in Army barracks left over from the Second World War at Fort Camp and Acadia Park. Some classes and junior faculty members' offices were also located in these crumbling, moldy, whitewashed Army barracks. These were the days before UBC's administration sold its soul in exchange for large endowments and donations from corporations, governments, and wealthy private individuals. Despite its more modest goals, UBC attracted highly qualified teachers and researchers from around the world. But because of UBC's limited funds and facilities, some faculty members left UBC, got away, as they would say in faculty jargon, to pursue their research and writing elsewhere. And in those days, of course, there were strict rules of conduct governing the relationships between professors and students, and a physical education course was compulsory. So here we are, in an office at UBC, in a converted army barrack, sparsely furnished, with a desk, a bookshelf, two chairs, a wastebasket, and perhaps a blackboard. A working door opens onto a hallway. On the desk are a few stacks of paper, an ashtray, a lamp, and a soup can with pens and pencils, while the white paint on the bare walls of the office is peeling. It's October, 1964. Margaret and Michael sit at either side of the desk. Margaret sits casually, perhaps smoking a cigarette, while Michael nervously jiggles his right foot. Margaret, a young English instructor, has called Michael, a second-year student, into her office. Kim, a first-year student, keeps bursting into their meeting.
You needn't call me doctor. I don't have my PhD yet. I explained that in class. And stop calling me Mrs. or Miss in class.
Yes. What do you have?
I have my master's, and I am working on my PhD at Harvard.
So it is a master's degree. That's enough to be an instructor?
Stop doing that. You do that in class, too, changing the drift of the conversation towards someone or something else. It is the flow, just like in writing, that I want in these essays.
It's just that you seem very young to be teaching a second-year English class. You're younger than my high school teachers. What's your zodiac sign?
Scorpio. You're doing that again. I need to see your UBC student card.
Why do you need to see that?
Look, I don't have a Michael Bedford on my class list. And yet, Michael, you have written a midterm and handed in this essay. It's a problem.
Will my driver's license do? Here.
Is that all you go with? Now see here, mister. This driver's license is a fake ID. I know because I worked in a bar. And you are not 23 years old. here. In any case, I checked at the registrar's office. There is no Michael Bedford registered at UBC. So who are you?
Sorry. That's the pseudonym I used when I wrote a column for my high school newspaper. I am registered, but under a different name. Oh, I know. My student card. Let me show you. I'm in math honors, see? My real name is Martin Gage. Here.
It says here that you're a second-year student, and you're 18 years old. You seem younger than your picture. And why just that glimmer of a smile?
It's, because of my parents, that I use my pseudonym at UBC, when I can. Like here in your class. I mean, because I'm already registered for the maximum number of courses. I'm taking 6 math and science courses. I couldn't sign up for any more. Can I persuade you at least?
Well, I'm not here to restrict you, but why take my English literature class?
It's like fate, I guess. Like in Shakespeare's play, Twelfth Night, in which Olivia and Viola consign their future to fate, acting, through time. Yes, fate.
No. I need us to be clear right now. What should I be calling you, Michael? You are taking my class under a pseudonym. As a writer, I am okay with that. My question is more like, why are you taking my English class if math is your forte? Most of us don't understand math. Don't even like math.
Professor!
Kim, who is it this time? Can you come back another time?
The one to whom I am kind is the one who does me most harm.
Just ignore her. She's having issues. So, why are you?
English was one of my best subjects in high school.
And you didn't want to give up that option, right? I mean, it's like a gate to the future, a gate you might want to enter. You talk about gates in your essay here on A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man by James Joyce.
Did you like it? How did I do?
See, Michael, that's the thing. What I think about your writing. Let's get back to your assertion of fate. I remember you now. Do you remember me from that ballroom dancing class? The first 2 weeks of September?
What do you mean? I'm taking ballroom dancing for my phys ed elective.
Oh, you're Michael, aren't you? You are fortunate, like a god. Professor, my ears are ringing and I can barely see.
Jim, do you mind? I am with a student. Later.
I met her this spring at the UBC High School orientation for high school presidents and student assembly speakers. Sometimes I see her hanging around the mathematics building. Although she isn't in any of my classes.
Yeah. Kim is of two minds and two bodies. She's quoting scraps of Sappho, the Greek lesbian poet, at me. About that dance class we were in. I had just arrived from Toronto. I thought I might meet people. Instructors can take courses for free. But everyone seemed so much younger. Did we dance?
I had just arrived in Chilliwack. It was all a blur. We have to dance with everyone. I mean with all the girls. The guys dance with the girls. Was it that waltz with Dean Martin? His big hit this summer?
Yes. Yeah. The song was Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime. So, is all this more than just something intellectual? Is it something physical? Is it because I attract you physically?
Like I said, it's fate. Your time slot fit the vacant blank time slot in my schedule. Like you said, it's a gate into the future, actually.
So you are not denying it, the physical aspect, Are you?
Where does time go when it vacantly passes? Never again will it come to you. Never again will it come.
I know that quote from Sappho, too. We were talking about your essay. You compare James Joyce's portrait with Robert Heinlein's Glory Road, with a science fiction novel, claiming the Christian apocalypse is science fiction.
Yes. Have you read it? It's about a guy who gets recruited by a beautiful, somewhat older woman who needs to save the Empire of the Universes. She's the queen. They pass through gates to get to different galaxies and universes and fight many battles together.
I honestly wish I were dead. It's what one loves that is the most beautiful.
I have never, Kim, known you to be more annoying. I can get you a transfer to the University of Toronto if you think that would help. I know Jay McPherson. She's an English professor there.
Usually she's hanging around Morginsky's door. The math prof.
Older men and their bodies. You're very keen on science fiction, aren't you? Technically, you're not my student. So what do you say we go out somewhere before Kim returns? We'll talk about your essay in science fiction over a cup of coffee. The Christian apocalypse and dystopian futures really fascinate me. Call me Margaret.
Although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
You have been listening to the radio drama Glory Road, written by Elmer Weens. The members of the cast were Zach Meeks as narrator, Anais Basmajian as Margaret, James Paley as Michael, and Rosemary Anderson as Kim. The play was directed by Rosemary Anderson and produced by Elmer Weens. The play was produced in cooperation with CITR and UBC's Creative Writing Program.